You're with SBS Radio.
Timothy Kane is Australia's new ambassador to Brazil. He has served as a diplomat in Spain, Chile, Washington, and Mexico, and has now arrived in São Paulo. He will stay there for a few weeks before moving to Brasília, Brazil's capital. Timothy, thanks for talking to us. I understand you arrived in Brazil 2 days ago. How was the trip?
Yes, no, very well. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for the invitation. Look, it was a long trip because I went via Singapore and the Middle East, and then we had an unscheduled stop in Rio. But it also gave me a good opportunity to see a little bit of the country of Brazil flying in, and it also allowed for the weather to clear in São Paulo, and it worked out well because the rest of the time's been very sunny, and it's a lovely time to be in São Paulo.
Brazil is one of Australia's major investment partners in Latin America, with a two-way trade valued at approximately $3.4 billion.
That's right.
What can be done to strengthen or improve these relations, or how can you work towards the strengthening of these relations?
Well, what we're going to do is very much target our relationship to align with what was set out in our foreign policy white paper released a little while ago. And in that, in particular, in the Latin American context, in the Brazilian context, we're going to focus not exclusively, but particularly on the economic and trade side. And that means we will look at, for example, the viability of a free trade agreement between Australia and the Mercosur countries, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay and Paraguay. We need to look at the viability of that and whether there would be sufficient in that type of free trade agreement to justify us going forward. We don't know at this stage. More work needs to be done, and we need to discuss it with the Brazilian government, for example, but that's a priority. We want to encourage more Brazilian investment into Australia. Your listeners will know that there is already a considerable amount of Brazilian investment. Companies such as Vale and also JBS, meat processing plants and so on. So we're looking to increase that. We're looking to increase the opportunity for Australian exporters into Brazil. We also want to encourage more Australian tourists to visit Brazil, 50,000 visits last year. We want to see more tourists. We're also very keen to encourage more Brazilian students to visit Australia. We estimate 25,000 visited last year, and that was across the entire tertiary education sector, so vocational education and training, English language, undergraduate and postgraduate. We want to encourage more of that, and it's not just about filling our lecture theatres with Brazilian students, even though that is important, and we do know that Brazilian students are very good students and very popular on campus. But we also want to increase research, joint research, for example, between Australian and Brazilian researchers and institutions. And that can take place in Brazil. It can take place virtually. It can take place by academic exchanges. That's also something we want to do. And we also want to make sure that Brazilian alumni across all sectors, all educational sectors, maintain or feel as though they're maintaining their links with Australia. So Brazilian alumni are very important to us, and we want to do more in that space to make sure that they remain connected with Australia and that the skill sets that they've learned in Australia not only are valuable, become valuable to Brazil, but also encourage deeper relations between both countries.
Brazil is also Australia's biggest source of international students outside of Asia. Why do you think is Australia so appealing to Brazilians?
It's a very good question. I think the quality of our education, I think it's very good value for money. I think it's very broad. So in terms of the sorts of things that Brazilian students might want to study. It might just be for a four-week English language course, but it might be something in the vocational education and training space. We know that some of the areas, tropical medicine, for example, tropical agriculture, some of those things are very attractive for Brazilian students. Other factors that I think resonate well with Brazilians is the Australian lifestyle, very much in terms of our weather, our access to the beach, academic life balance, for example, the fact that students can work up to 20 hours a week, etc. So I think it's a combination of factors, but it's proven very successful, and we would certainly like to see more. We'd like to see more students, for example, in Western Australia. Most people in Brazil, most potential students, think of the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, and Sydney, which is absolutely fantastic. And we wouldn't want to discourage that. By all means, they're most welcome. It's just important to flag other areas of Australia, such as Western Australia, Melbourne, South Australia, because they also offer all of those things. And I just think it's something that a lot of Brazilians aren't quite aware of, and maybe we can do more to promote those possibilities as well.
Timothy, I recently did a report on Australia's backpacker visa, the work and holiday visa, which is granted to a few countries only, including Portugal. I interviewed the Portuguese backpackers, etc. Would you be looking at adding Brazil to this visa?
Yes, look, we are certainly very conscious of the work and holiday visa. We know with some Latin American countries, when I was ambassador in Chile,
we were able to
increase that, for example. And we know that program works very well in Chile. We will do everything we can to explore the possibilities of having the work and holiday maker visa also apply to Brazil. There are a number of things that we need to look at. We need to look at, for example, which countries are already on the priority list and where Brazil is in that list. We know that it's something that the Brazilian government is also keen on as well. So we will certainly do whatever we can to take that forward. I don't have a timeline. I mean, these things are often caught up in priority lists and so on. We will do everything we can to sort of take that forward as quickly as we can.
Yes, and not only the work and holiday maker visa, but also the entrepreneur visa, business innovation and investment.
Absolutely. No. Well, we're very conscious, and what we want to try and do is make it as straightforward and as streamlined for Brazilian investors, Brazilian business people, to engage commercially with Australia. That's very important to us. We know that it works well. There have been significant developments in the last couple of years. If you look at the implementation of Brazil's e-visa, for example, if you look at the non-stop flights from Santiago to Sydney and Melbourne, which have a lot of Brazilian business passengers, these changes have made it easier. And going forward, we would look to do whatever else we can to streamline and make it easier for Brazilians to do business in Australia.
In your opinion, what these two countries, Brazil and Australia, can learn from each other?
Well, I would say certainly in terms of Brazil and lessons for Australia, I think there's no doubt about it that Brazil is a world leader in agricultural exports, and how they go about farming in particular areas and priorities is world class, and I think that Australia can always learn from Brazilian expertise there. I think there's no doubt about it that in terms of Brazil's presence on the world stage and how it carries itself in international fora and speaks often on behalf of many other Latin American countries and has that sort of pivotal role in its own region, I think is important. I mean, Brazil, of course, is much bigger than Australia. It's 10% bigger in land mass. It's almost 10 times our population. But there are lessons there in terms of how Brazil conducts its international diplomacy, because Brazil has a very good reputation, and I think that there's always things that we can learn probably from each other in that sense. Australia's engagement with Asia is something that is very beneficial to Brazil, and I think Brazil's engagement in the Western Hemisphere is something that, you know, we can learn from as well. Australia has been very fortunate in terms of the development of our natural resources and where we can add value add to those resources. Maybe there's some lessons there for the Brazilians as well. I think our education system, some of our agencies, the Australian Consumer or the ACCC, the ASIC, these sorts of institutions, the productivity commissions, are there some examples there that would be relevant in the Brazilian context? Maybe they would be quite relevant. Maybe it would be at the state level rather than the federal level in Brazil. Maybe some of those would be inappropriate in the Brazilian context. But I think we need to explore whether or not some of the models that have enhanced Australia's transparency, have enhanced Australia's democracy, whether they would be beneficial in the Brazilian context. I think as well, in my opinion, Brazil is very much a service culture. The Brazilians do that very well. They're very, nothing is too much trouble. And I think, you know, to sort of assess that and look at that would be very good. And as you know, if you look at somewhere like Sydney, many people are employed in the hospitality sector, and they're very popular in the hospitality sector, including because of their friendliness and their efficiency. So I think that these are some of the things that we can take forward, and we're always open to new ideas. And indeed, a big part of my job is going to be to look outside the envelope and to encourage people in the embassy, Australian business people, Brazilian business people, students, the travelling public, etc., to come up with some new ideas as to how we can enhance the bilateral relationship.
How long will you be there? How long does your post last?
Normally our terms are for 3 years.
Yeah, it's like the Brazilian diplomats in Australia as well. I cannot end this interview without asking you about the current political climate in Brazil. You are arriving just a few days from a very contentious election in a deeply divided country. How do you see this current political environment over there?
Well, certainly it's shaping up to be one of the most important elections in decades for Brazil. And I think in many countries around the world, we're seeing these sorts of election campaigns. We're seeing something of an emergence of candidates who a couple of years ago probably would not have emerged because of the party systems that we had in place. And I think really it's going to be very important to see how the Brazilian electorate goes forward in this election, and to work out from whoever wins the election what really are the key priorities for the majority of Brazilians. And I think for politicians across the political spectrum, it's going to be very important, not just in Brazil, but quite frankly in most countries around the world, that politicians increasingly hear and respond to the priorities of the electorate. Because if not, then yes, it puts pressure on our political systems. All of us who will be watching the elections will be watching just to see how this sort of momentous campaign ends up. And of course, what we want to see is a final election and without violence, etc. I do believe, and just listening to people since I've arrived in São Paulo, there really is, the majority of people whom I've spoken to anyway, are keen to ensure that the candidate who wins, whoever it is that's going to win, really does address some of the issues that have come out of such recent issues as the car wash, etc. Because for many Brazilians, that type of behavior is no longer acceptable.
Just before we finish, I understand that you are in São Paulo. You mentioned just before the interview, you are learning the Portuguese language. You are fluent in Spanish, yeah?
Yes, I am. Entendo muito português, mas falo pouco. Falo pouco.
That's great.
Posso ler português, mas eu gosto de português muito. And that's a very good sign, because it's a beautiful language, and I certainly, my aim is to speak it, and what I want to do is not just speak it, but speak it well enough so that I don't cause harm to the language. That's my goal. I'm hoping I become as fluent in Portuguese as I am in Spanish.
Yeah, and you will learn lots of new, beautiful words, and then once you leave Brazil, you will feel a lot of saudade.
Saudade. Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so.
Thank you so much for your time, Timothy, and good luck over there.
I really appreciate the invitation. It's been a great pleasure, and I'm looking forward to spending the next 3 years in Brazil and with the Brazilian people. Thanks very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.